Brad Davidson, good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Bit of a tough midweeker yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's been like that, to be honest. It's been a pretty tough whole winter for a lot of people, including myself. It's been a bit of a lean sort of 6-7 weeks, that's the way it goes. But yeah, talking to a lot of form analysts around the place, it's been that bit of a tough winter. Yeah. There's been some rough results and just haven't really been running my form anyway.
Don't doubt yourself, Brad. Don't lose
yourself.
That confidence, mate.
You can lose your money, but
don't
never
lose your confidence.
Lose your confidence.
Exactly right.
We'll keep going, no doubt about that. But look, that's the way it rolls in racing. You have your highs, you have your lows, and as I say to all people, it all depends year by year, every 12 months, how you finish at the end of the 12 months. That's all that matters. So you have winning months, you have losing months, and you just keep on kicking on.
Yep.
Is there an import racing in Sydney on Saturday?
Yeah, there is. A very interesting runner for the Godolphin Yard as well, one that looking forward to seeing. Look, the bookies are taking no risks with either this weekend. Talk of this French import, Rennes Day. Look, he's first up since August last year. He's only had the two runs since April last year, and look, he ran in a Group 1 there over in France back in April last year and ran second to Cracksman, beat a horse called Cloth of Stars home, who then went and ran third to Enable in an Arc. So the form around this horse is amazing for an off-season race on the Kensington track. But look, he's trialled up well, 900-metre trial at Rose Hill. It's just a case of whether 1400 is too short. He's never really gone below a mile in his career, and that second of Cracksman was over 2100 metres. And I just think from the white gate, they probably ride him conservatively there. I know he jumped to the front in the trial, but with a long preparation ahead, I'm guessing they just go back, let him find his feet and run on. But look, he's a $2.60 favourite there for one of the later races at Kensington on the day, one of the more interesting runners on the day. But it'd be fascinating to see what the market does with him because, like I said, those form lines are seriously A-grade. They were a while ago, a year and a half ago. That's one negative. And also the fact is it too short for him? And the fact we haven't seen him race here, I think he'll have to drift on race day. I think they've opened him up very short. But no surprise to see him just go bang, and he might be, another Avilius, who knows? But it's exciting when these French horses step out, and we'll see how Rennes Day goes in the spring preview handicap over the 1400 race 7 there on the Kensington on Saturday.
Okay, well, he's one I'm going to put into my Sky Racing active app, and I'll be able to follow him. That'll pop up and give me a notification. Santa Rena Lane.
Yeah, there's a bit of word around that he'll go second up into the Everest this spring. That's been the word around this week anyway. So look, he's always been a really good second up horse, and I think they're just thinking keep him nice and fresh, have the one run into the Everest and see if they can make the most of that second up record. He's won the 3 from 8 second up. I think he went third up into the race last year by memory, and obviously hit that heavy track, so can be forgiving there. But a horse that obviously I think he's still favourite for the race, and a deserving favourite to my eye from what he's done. His win last year in the TJ was dynamic, wasn't it? By 3.5 lengths, defeating Osborne Bulls. And just looking at his record last year, third up into the Everest, he ran in the Heath, the Premier, and then the Everest. So might be a bit of a change of tack this year, run second up. He did win the Premier second up last preparation over 1200 at Randwick. So, I know a lot of people high pressure race think you might need a couple more runs in the Everest, but if you've got a horse that's got a great second up record, why not run him second up? And I think that's what the team plan to do there.
Have you got something for us battlers today at Newcastle?
Yeah, there's a couple there I think that are worth a little a nibble. Had a bit of a look at the meeting late last night after doing the first 6 races on the Kensington track, so still got a bit of work to do there for Saturday, but I thought I'd have a bit of a look. And race 5, number 5, Hit the Rim. Is a horse that's tried up really well for the Bjorn Baker Yard. Can see there's a bit of pressure in that race, which is the concern, but comes out of the same heat that Moe's Crown won and went to the line as well as Moe's Crown. I know he was disappointing first up, but he's a much better horse than he showed there. The time they ran home, the last 600, about 33.3, was the quickest of the day, but the overall figure of the race was strong as well. And I think he'd be hard to beat race 5, number 5, Hit the Rim. And the other one's race 7, number 12, Living Rocks, at around the $6 mark. She was good first up. I know it wasn't the strongest city maiden there that she comes through at Canterbury, but she caught the third quickest last 200 of the day. I think stepping up in trips ideal, and I thought around the $6 mark, she was a forgotten runner there, particularly with the scratching of Rancho Notorious this morning. She'll get back, but I think she'll be the strongest late. So keen on her on an each-way basis and backing Hit the Rim to win as well.